DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
You're really loud.
Yeah, that's like peaking.
I know. Keep
Why
it down.
Why are you yelling at me?
It's
because like,
we heard.
Dog, get out of my way.
Please go away.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And welcome to not another podcast where everyone is getting punished.
Physically, some emotionally, some metaphorically.
I'm keeping all of that where all of you guys are going, Dad, yelling. Daddy, don't hit mommy. Daddy, don't hit mommy.
He scares because he cares.
Can you perforate my eardrums? That'd be great.
We have everyone on the show today. We have Big Jim over there.
Very loud James that sounds like he's coming through my soul.
This isn't Slow Cooking with Big Jim, all right?
A really poorly constructed robot.
I just turned everything down now. We have Samantha over there getting
hello.
My dog.
Yes, she won't leave my lap.
We have attorney father Bryce. And, Luddite boy, Dan, is here.
Hi.
Yes. The tiki idol around the neck of the podcast.
No, Bryce gave me a Faraday cage, and...
It digs in all the right places, you know what I mean?
Bryce, you need to tell me... Yeah, he's actually outside.
Yeah, I'm getting visual cues from James, and sometimes it's just not coming through clear. Just being honest with you guys, I might miss a few things.
He's in one of those cages from X-Men that Magneto was in.
The protective circle of salt around that.
That will not stop his power.
Nope. Condiments
and plastic. That Big Jim is a conduit for me.
Yes, we did learn last week that Big
Jim... We're going to be talking over each other a lot.
...is a conduit for Dan's Luddite powers.
True. So true.
No, Bryce, Dan and I figured out that every time we lost a show when Dan was on, with the exception of one show, Jim was on.
Yeah. Oh.
No, but Jim has been on many episodes.
Of the three episodes I was on beforehand, Bryce, two of them failed and two of them had Big Jim.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been on a bunch of shows. I wouldn't really say I was on those shows. I was present. I vocalized words and made pictures with your imagination, but I wasn't on by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
Meat fucking episode, I was definitely on that show. But other shows, only the fuck in.
It's all purple and
mostly to
now.
Make us a lovely brisket, which we did not eat.
Smelled the glaze. I was the glaze. Me and my potential children.
Children?
Flicking the bean.
I mean, that's the rub. That's how you get them in there.
No, that's how you get the glaze. Is you rub.
Well, it's a process. I don't want to reveal too much, okay? Otherwise, I'm going to get that show on Food Network I've been hoping for.
All I know.
Secret that'll be soon be stolen by Rachel Ray.
I don't think Rachel Ray could produce the kind of.
Yeah, we're not in high school.
She produces. I mean, she can assist in getting like the Big Jim glaze, but like she can produce her own glaze. It's not as squirmy of a glaze. So.
It's also a lot sweeter.
Yeah, hers is more of a glaze, more of a discharge.
I just found 50 great names for female masturbation, and there's some pretty funny ones out there.
There's nothing accidental about his
battery
seasoning.
Testing.
Yeah.
There's purpose in that.
I put the angy tangy. So I just like,
saucing the taco.
So good. Slap your mama.
I'd like to be disgusted, but please. Samantha hasn't said anything.
Finding Nemo.
Because she's masturbating right now. She's trying to, like, soak it all in.
Oh, there's some pretty horrible ones that I won't even say. The first thing
that came to mind was with two fingers. But, you know, with five of us, it's hard to, like, it's like, damn it, okay. I got to jump in when you can. So.
It is, like, the worst game of Double Dutch ever. Right. You've got to wait for that. All
right, you want some horrible ones? All right, Party in the Red Sea.
Yeah. Well, since we have Samantha on the horn, I got a question I ask several of my closest female counterparts and compadres. So, for guys jerking off, I mean, there's a slew of nicknames for, like, you know, the action, like, you know, spanking your meat, you know, polishing your carrot, like that sort of thing. What are the nicknames that you know of, like, women do, who, you know, to talk about?
There's one
circling the wagon.
There's children jiggling in the background. There's one that I know of that isn't as common because, like, girl, you know, it's called jilling off. So, like, Jack and Jill. Really? So you're jilling.
So when Jack fell down and broke his crown,
yeah, those are the real good ones. Oh, everything else image is now. Kinda crappy.
Yeah.
This is why I don't jump in the shower, because I'm afraid that my knees are going to buckle and I'm going to have my dick in the drain or something, you know, potentially embarrassing. No, because I've heard a bunch of them, like double-clicking on the mouse.
Yeah, double-click the mouse.
Yeah. Flicking the bean?
Probably. Yeah.
Becoming your own DJ, I've heard that. That one?
I bet I like that one right there. I just feel like it's an underutilized comedy medium to not have, like, a wellspring of, you know, nicknames for female self-pleasurement.
What I really love is...
call it masturbating because we're adults. Oh, no, I was kidding.
Not this show.
I know.
It works on both planes, man.
What I really loved is that Jim didn't even beat around the bush. Hey, there's one.
Well, that's true. Beat around that, yeah.
A little on the nose, James.
Oh, please, Bryce, share with us.
Honest.
Battery testing? Okay.
That seems more like a guy or a lady partaking in the assistance of getting off. Yeah.
You're all valid. You're all valid. Just keep rubbing.
Don't stop.
Wait. No. If you can't just lead us down this path of potential female masturbation and then just, like, leave us all blue-balled or blue-clitted, or I don't know what color the clit doesn't quite make it.
Blue-lipped.
There's a lot of definitions on Urban Dictionary for that as well. Yeah.
Is it just for Jewish girls or can any girl? Okay.
Yeah. there's another one.
Kind of
females' inner labia are longer than the outer.
I came up with that
fucking
bullshit. Well, you know no suffers to do women. Like, oh, I'm going to go part your ham on it, if you know what I mean. Grandma, stop. It's Thanksgiving.
Nana!
There's also a drink recipe on here as well.
How about that? Yeah. Pioneer style.
Dark liquor shot.
Like a bonnet, a big wool dress.
I'm going to go play the Oregon Trail and circle the wagon. Yeah, okay.
Get after it. Aww.
Well, then you're joining the wrong hole.
Well played.
Rubbing my meat nub.
Oh, wow.
Tennessee Taint.
So, have you guys ever heard the song by Jason Derulo called Wiggle?
I'm afraid not.
Or Wiggle, or whatever.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Do, 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 do. Why do I always end up singing on this stupid podcast? every fucking
because
episode,
your other podcast won't let you sing.
That's because I'm terrible at it. So, actually, they forced me to sing, and I'm like, God damn it. So there's this one part in the song where it says, like, go ahead and go ham sandwich. And my boyfriend and I were like, what the fuck does ham sandwich mean? I don't understand. So we looked it up, and ham sandwich means to, like, put the meat between two buns. So, like, I was like, so anal?
He's just hungry, damn it.
It would have made more sense if he just came out and said that, but no.
But no, you got to go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
So ham sandwich is
ham sandwich.
Code for anal?
You're hard as a motherfucker.
Or you're like just rubbing up against, like, it's a dance, because it's a club song, you know, you hear, you know. So you're like grinding on each other and, you know, dry humping when you were, like, when you were a teenager.
He probably didn't even write it.
That's gross.
Uh-huh.
I did it with it, and I was not.
No one bought that.
No one believes you. But so you're at a dance or a club or whatever, and you're grinding on each other. So I'm like, okay, so it could either be like you're just zippering yourself up against the butt cheeks, or like.
I'm sorry, I had a kid. God.
I don't
I'm sure it's care. The butt cheeks, too.
And.
Oh, yeah? There's other ones?
You would ask the
No.
Wow. That title's really taking a dive.
Yeah, James.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I think they got lost.
Go ahead.
Is when it looks like an old catcher's mitt.
What's in it?
We don't have that handicap.
Drink the labia. You don't just drink it. It's a garnish. You just lay the labia over the side of the glass.
You use it as a garnish. Everyone knows that.
You roll up the labia so it looks like a little rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rub it around the edge of the glass and then place it in the drink.
Yeah. As the gentleman does.
See, Jim knows.
He's a little pineapple for some extra flavor.
Ham sandwich is a slang term for hard as a motherfucker. That's what ham sandwich is code for, is hard as a motherfucker.
Well, then I guess Jason Derulo is hard as a motherfucker all the time.
Pretty sure that's an accurate statement.
I actually think it's somewhere between the two. He might be hard as a motherfucker, and he wants to put it between two buns, so he wants to have anal sex.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Go for it, bro.
Either that or Brother just really wants a ham sandwich. Y'all think of that?
Probably. He's just really hungry.
Hungry.
He's recording. He's like, his stomach's grumbling, and he's like, yeah, someone get me a ham sandwich.
Hey, that's a good lyric.
Shit. I'm going to be hungry every time I sing that shit.
Well, yeah. I think,
a parody song.
I think we've gotten to the truth of the matter here. And that is Jason Derulo is a shit songwriter.
I mean...
But a huge fan of ham sandwich. Yeah. But he's balls deep for lunch.
Did you just say speaking of balls deep?
No, speaking of getting to the truth of something, a couple weeks ago, Samantha and I did a show because all y'all were off doing whatever. And, Stop thinking of yourself. Put the podcast first for once, God
but
damn it.
But you couldn't share.
Jim did.
I tried to.
But I'm sorry, who played to the show today? Who was late to the show today? Was it Bryce? No, Bryce was here. Was it me? No, I was here. No, Samantha was here. No, it was...
I was just going to say, I already know who's going. Online.
We actually got bored.
I had been on.
We were having a band.
He can go into solitary confinement, though.
First of all, none of y'all got Luddite Boy with you.
You mean an insane asylum?
We don't use the key word here.
Oh, sorry. I stayed.
Can we call it a rump card?
Bitch, please win.
A bump card?
A rump card.
A rump card.
Just take the tee off.
Collateral damage. Right.
Can we call it the ham sandwich card?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Ham sandwiches are useful and are not trying to openly fuck me. I'm trying to fuck the sandwich.
Well, More friction.
That's how that works.
Well, that's the only way he likes his meat cooked.
That's fair. That's fair. You know, when you have something you like, it's important to stay with it. You just
listen,
get it.
Old Aborigines trick that I learned while at a Boy Scout camp out, and I'm sorry if it's just really fucking useful and tasty to me. Jesus.
No need to apologize, sweetheart.
You didn't apologize. Not apologize for anything.
It's okay, buddy.
It's getting heated up in here.
I like my meat that with was a tangy aftertaste of myself. That's all I
want. When you say you put your heart and soul into your food, you fucking mean it, buddy.
Know that he'll make it through.
I support you wholeheartedly, Jim.
Emphasis on fucking.
Fucking. Lots and lots of emphasis on fucking.
See, he would be good with like a Donner Party situation.
This conversation makes me long for the days of harassing burn unit victims. Which was also that same episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, that show had a lot of horrifying images that we just did not give any fucks about, just sharing with an unsuspecting internet that was just like, oh, well, you know, this is penis and life. An occasional human trafficking website. Oh, dear sweet mother of God.
Now we're the top most listened to podcast on the NSA's watch list.
So true.
Nice to have two secret.
Anyway, I asked Samantha a question that I'm going to pose to Jim, Bryce, and Dan. And that is, if you had the opportunity to learn the truth about anything you've ever wanted to know, the complete truth, you couldn't share it, but you also had to put someone close to you in prison to learn that truth. What would the truth that you'd want to learn be, and who would go to prison?
Well, James, you would be going to prison, obviously.
Well, of course.
I have to pick him first. Like, he can only go to prison once. We can't put him like in a prison, like a Russian nesting. Yeah, and then we put him in like a sleeping bag, but like one of those mummy sleeping bags, so he can't really move. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't like to put labels on things, but, I mean, if you want to call it that, that's fine.
At least I know I mean something to the two of you.
Yeah. Acceptable loss. That's what you mean to me.
I'm just
exactly. You are the egg that make my omelet.
Perhaps I should preface this by, it has to be someone who really means something to you, someone who isn't collateral damage.
Sorry about your wording, bro, but guess what? Follow these nice gentlemen into this black SUV to never be seen again.
Hey, and learning the Colonel's secret recipe is important, you know? I'm saying.
The 15
That's been on the internet for years. It's just Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Essence of Jim. Mm,
yeah, it's for Monday.
I don't know who was going to be Jim or Bryce.
If I remember Lost in the Woods, if you smell the jaunty smell of delicious fried chicken, know that I'm close by.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sounded like a spent super soaker.
Oh, yeah. And very familiar, I would say. Very, very familiar.
Jim, this is really good. Has anyone seen Dan?
She'll turn up sooner or later.
You better damn well friction the hell out of my meat, though. I'm just saying.
God, Jim, you've delivered another delicious dinner. Yeah. Did Bryce ever come back?
He didn't start without him, or with him, if you know what I mean.
Wow, Jim, it's just down to you and me, because Samantha never came back. But damn, if you didn't have the best damn brisket.
And we're so well fed. Well, I can barely move. I don't know about you. You probably won't be able to move at all after all those drugs take effect.
Jim, welcome to Oregon. We heard you had a full party. Where is everyone?
They went home.
It's a metaphorical party, like a Democratical party or a... No, like a party of five. Like there's
you know, everyone else who's come over the pass is look like they've hadn't eaten in years, but you
look a little well fed there, buddy.
There's a Sherry's at the top of the mountain that people seem to be. And it was Wednesday, so it was obviously free pie day. So I just sort of like, I'll have everybody's free pie. And then, like, you know, I ate really well, you know, stopped working out for the most part. And then.
You did all that in a week?
Yeah.
I don't know my neighbors, so sure, let's go.
Extra pairs of shoes and dresses. Well, that's a long, long sort of tale. It's just a. You know, hey,
how close they have to be to you?
Hey,
yeah, right. Like it has
yeah,
to be.
Just
your,
so we're
like,
all in agreement, if we ever are in a Donner Party situation, the five of us, Jim goes down first.
Yep,
that works.
You're sure they'll be healthy enough to actually make it to the trail, as opposed to like dying of a massive coronary or congestive heart failure, or you know, a lack of nicotine in my system. Like it's, the air's too thin. I can actually
She's
get my
ladder
to function properly.
And
I just
and
run into
her.
A tree. You know, for all potential realities. I mean, trust me, killing me, all
yeah,
you can do is
she'll be a caterpillar and you'll be a
poisons
squirrel.
And the toxins and like the liver that's just like just shriveled and just hate filled. You don't want to.
Well, we don't eat the liver.
Or the lungs. Or the kidneys.
We won't be able to find his heart.
Well, you know, the Native Americans are going to be very disappointed because to them, no part of the animal goes to waste. And you're just going to need a lot of gym just by the side of the road. I'm a canned pepperoni.
I'll just, you know, I'll be the one to distract him. Bryce will take him out from 50 paces.
Okay, so I've decided that James is going to be the one that gets thrown into prison. We've established that.
Yep.
I would say that the truth, now, can it be, is it, like, when you say, like, a truth, like, what exactly?
Any truth. Well, Samantha,
one of mine was I want to know of the truth of the lost city of Atlantis.
Ooh, good one.
And I chose the I want to know the truth about the Kennedy assassination.
See, I was thinking that one too. I think I'm going to go mine a little bit more broader of a stroke. I want to know about whether or not reincarnation is real.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good one.
Sort of know because. To me, like,
and how much time you have to change your life?
Oh well, no, come on. This ship is sunk. I mean, seriously,
there's a point.
If you're trying to, like, you know, yeah, trying to bucket
reincarnation
out.
Is real. I'm fucked.
Well, if it comes when it comes to this game, if there's rules about who has to go into jail, like someone you actually care about, know and love, then there has to be a cap on like because existential items are like way too big and broad. That's you know, so should there be a cap on that? Like no existential crisis.
Okay,
questions?
Let's say existential broad like that. Your neighbor, someone you know but you don't really care about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the more existential you want to get, well, I was thinking the more existential you want to get, the more you have to care about that person. Yeah.
No, you get two spins, unless you
oh,
hit
like
a dollar.
If you want to find out, like. If God is real, then it has to
yeah.
be like your one true love.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not. I refuse. I refuse to ever put Betty White in a situation like this. So.
Well, then pick a different truth, sir.
Dude.
Yeah, but if he finds out reincarnation is real, he has a chance to be with her in the next life.
Not
you.
Yeah.
You know what? Security guard.
Yes.
Make sure that James gets an extra piece of cornbread tonight when he's in prison. Could you make sure of that? Because that was a very good point you made, James. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Looking out for you, brother.
I'm going to make Betty.
I want you and Betty to live a very long and happy existence together where she is railing you nightly.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take a
Betty. Please take it to participate.
Betty White,
don't play.
Good job, Snowflake.
We're like from Deadpool where we're celebrating National Woman's Day.
Every day.
Yep. That's how
that's
fine. Oh, yeah. I remember that scene, yeah.
Dude, it was Nora from obviously.
Firefly once the pillow. Nope. 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 Nope.
No, no, no.
You get two life sentences.
Betty White, take it like a bitch.
So we have determined
well,
that Betty White
the,
is actually one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
So I'm going to put mine out
so,
there.
So because we were
and
thinking
I
like people,
know
who,
what
like celebrities were over 90.
Bang.
So the
what
four horsemen of the apocalypse are Stanley,
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, no, that's the face of death.
That's
right,
a scientific
there.
Question that's provable, so I wouldn't say it's very existential. Ooh.
Pestilence.
Pestilence, yeah.
Betty White.
War.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Really? Yeah.
And Bob Barker.
Famine.
I would say famine, but I don't honestly know. Maybe he shares a...
No, you know what? Yeah. No, you're right. I think Stan Lee would be famine, and Bob Barker would be death.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, and Betty White is war.
Because think of how many pets have been neutered because of Bob Barker.
That's well, his face hasn't changed in 50 years, so.
No, it's obvious. That
CBS, there's your free plug.
Death. And the thing is that when he appears and like he takes your soul, all you hear is that pop pop ba da wow. Here, he takes your soul to like you know the River Styx.
Well, here's
Wait,
here's an interesting
I get a final spin before he takes me. Like I don't have a
no.
Suitcase.
No.
This is bullshit. Yeah.
I also didn't say
the
Big
spins,
Bang Theory,
all the spins
so
except
that
for the
was
three good
not
ones. You know, like
happened.
The dollar, the 50 cent, whatever those three are. All of them are like pitchforks. Except those three are like angels' wings. So you only have three chances to get to heaven.
Well, can I just spitball this here? If we're gonna play the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, I would like to name the Four Horsemen of the Not Another Podcast Apocalypse.
Don't you know?
In that Bryce would be death, undoubtedly.
Yeah, sure.
Samantha would be war.
Bring it.
Mm. Yeah.
Jim, you would be pestilence, and I would be famine.
And Dan's
oh, you're
just
welcome.
Off in the corner playing by himself.
Dance the horse that Bryce rides.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
You get a participation trophy.
Yes! Because that's
Thank
all my
guys.
Generation needs.
Thank
one.
You guys for having me. Very nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
To be here. Thank you.
Bryce, you never gave us the truth in who you would actually throw in prison. Well, of course, I'm going to prison twice. Well, you know what? It depends on the question you ask.
Wait.
I'd like to get into that a little bit. If there...
Bryce,
yeah,
you stole my question. I don't have to ask it now.
You know, that's a pretty broad existential question. So
it is very scientific in the respect.
Right, that they, yeah, that is science.
Flying spaghetti monster.
However, they cannot state anything before it.
But no, we already
know. It's actually, you know what? That's actually kind of both then. I mean, you can prove scientifically up to the Big Bang, but it becomes existential before that.
Well, then
but we already know what was before the Big Bang.
And that was Big Jim.
It's called Young Sheldon. It's coming out this fall. On
CBS will us money.
My friend is a television reviewer. He said that one's not that bad.
I think they had a stroke.
It's not that bad, but I don't think it's needed.
See, and at this rate,
oh,
too,
absolutely
I have to wonder
not.
What kind of dickhole genie is actually answering these questions. Because, Jim, you posted a very interesting point. If Bryce was to say, I want to know what happened before the Big Bang, they would show you what happened on the show before the show, the Big Bang, and Jim's would go to jail. Possibly.
Well, we have...
What kind of an asshole is answering these questions?
Well, let's find out, Dan. What's the question you want answered, and who would go to jail? And you can't say me, because I'm already going twice.
He just asked. He wants
but
to know
Samantha's
who's
out. So is Jim and Bryce. So.
Yeah. No.
At
this specific point, probably my father would go to jail. He would do good things.
Well, I sent my brother to jail, so that's fine.
My question, though, because again, Bryce was gracious enough to take the giant one off of me. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
One way or another, we're getting the answer. I don't know. At this rate, I would have to go into the big boy leagues of existential question and reference the idea, if there is a God, which one was right? Because at that rate, you're not only answering one question, is there a God, but you're also answering which one of these asshats who wrote these fictional stories is correct.
You get secret
light. Because at that rate, you'd at least have a bearing on what we were actually supposed to be like and not guessing. And it would answer a lot of questions as far as the world was concerned as well. You're all fucking wrong, retards! Or, no, these ones over here, they had it right. Everyone else is just, I don't know where you got those ideas.
Well, like, can I throw in some real quick? I was just going to say, if you did get that wish and you were able to find out which one was the real God, if he or she, again, fat, black, crippled, lesbian in the sky.
Of course.
Whichever, you know, God. Yeah, you know, however you wish to quantify them.
I know, me either. Whoever,
right. Now, you're cursed with the fact that you can't tell anybody, or, you know, no one will believe you, or whatever the stipulation is of having this gift being bestowed upon you. So now you're like Rorschach, you know, at the town square with a big, like, sandwich board that says, you know, the end is nigh, eat at Joe's, or, like, you know, fucking Betty White is my homegirl, fuck Rachel Ray.
I will answer that in the respects that I've kind of already considered that thought. Peace of mind is worth more to me than trying to get other people to believe as I believe, in the respects that I don't honestly feel like anyone would believe me even if I did have the proof to back it up. Because beliefs are something that people don't let go of easily.
Also, and if you weren't such a pathological liar.
That too.
And now we've entered the plot of the movie Sausage Party.
Yay!
Oh, God.
Then fuck it. Have sex!
Well, here's a nice little twist on the whole game, in that you can learn the truth about anything. Any question in the universe, whatever you want to know the truth. Two stipulations are, five people close to you have to die, and you cannot tell anyone what you've learned. I mean, how...
Now, based on those parameters, all you said was five people close to you. You never specified emotionally or anything else. So all they do is take five assholes that would love to see in a fire covered in spiders and raped to death by clowns. Then I got no issue whatsoever with them losing their lives.
Okay, five people emotionally close to you that mean the world to you, that
Your Honor,
if they were taken out of your life, you would be an emotional husk of a person.
What if you don't have five people?
Right? Yeah. Good questions.
Like, I've got like two.
Then Samantha, you get a smaller secret.
Atlantis. I want to know about Atlantis.
Yeah. You get like every other
credits to answer that question.
Well, Samantha, didn't we figure out like your journey to Atlantis? Would you be taken there, and there'd be nothing, and you would have lost everything?
Right. Like, yeah, that's what we determine is like, how much would it suck is if you're going to be given this big secret that everyone's been searching for, and then it turns out it was absolutely nothing.
And you've had to give up like important people in your life
for absolutely no reason. You're like, shit.
I'll be the asshole.
No backsies.
You can't undo it.
There's a question that would require that much of a need for an answer.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean,
that's
like,
too much. That's my threshold. It's like people dying is one thing. Jail, I can visit them.
Yeah.
So they're still there. I get to enjoy their rage and outrage and, you know, laugh about it.
that's the fun part of this.
But
this
death,
question.
They're just like, why do you keep visiting me?
Because I miss you.
You put me here.
You jerk!
Just believe in the flying sausage.
I mean, that's kind of the crux of this question. Is there any truth that is so important to you that you would be willing to lose important people in your life and not be able to share that secret?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I would even allow you to, those people would not die until you learned the secret so you could tell them before they died.
Ooh, because then, honestly, my question backfires really hard if I find out I'm completely asked out wrong and there is none. They're like, oh,
yeah.
By the way,
when you die, you just get returned to matter. Bro.
Well, it sucks for Samantha because she got to come back and go, yes,
right?
fucking Atlantis doesn't exist. Sorry about your luck.
Peace. yeah, I'm feeling that.
Bob Barker, you bastard.
I don't believe there is a question that I honestly need answering so bad.
See, I don't think there is either.
In that respect, honestly, I don't think that I would pay for an answer that bad or anything at all, really. If I can't find it on my own and I can't find evidence to support the conclusions that have been met, I don't really care. It's not that much of an important drain on my life that I should be right.
Well, and in the end, what does it matter?
Exactly. It matters nothing. Even if, you know, at that rate with the question I posed, it doesn't really matter because in and of itself, whether you're right, whether you're wrong, when you die, you die. That's it. It's game over.
World keeps spinning.
Yep. Time keeps cruising.
Thanks, Dan the Downer. Nice.
You know. Slipping.
I'm bringing it in. So, bringing it to the reels, baby.
How about this is a possible question for you? And this, there may not necessarily be like, you know, all about, you know, humor in this, but like a legitimate question. Now, none of us know what happens after this talking piece of meat dies, you know, and your energy goes someplace else. Cause that's the one scientific truth that we can, you know, take away from the idea that when death happens, the physical part of you shuts down because it just can't sustain itself any longer. But the energy has to go somewhere. It can't be destroyed. It can only be redirected into some other organism. Now, two things. When that happens, when you're no longer Samantha or James or Bryce or Dan, this evil Luddite that can just control the thought, just like, you know, oh, fuck you and your whole day. You know, just, brother, I just run the same church, different for you, brother. That's all I'm saying. So when that moment happens and you're no longer of any kind of physical essence anymore, but you are, do your memories get to come with you? Do you get to remember who you were, your loves, your victories, your defeats, the things that really truly helped create who you were as an entity during those few years or trips around the sun that defined you as a person? And also, after that fact happens and you go on to sort of rejoin the collective of energy that helped create us all in the first place, some gigantic stardust coal bin, do you go back there and do you get all that information, all that knowledge in the universe, that all the answers to the questions you've ever had, in addition to the ones you didn't even know to ask in the first place? And, you know, how does that whole thing kind of compute to you once you're no longer drawn breath and pumping blood?
I'll be honest with you, Jim. I have kind of a notion to that, in the respects that I've always believed that scientifically it's almost impossible to prove that our energy goes anywhere but dispenses and our matter just breaks down because that's the natural order of things. But in all honesty, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong in a big way, because honestly, yeah, I'd hate to lose all of what I've gained and have it be absolutely for nothing. It would actually kind of piss me off.
Well, here's an interesting theory. Let's say that reincarnation does in fact exist and is a thing. And when you transfer your energy from your current body into your next, the first few years, and let's say for the sake of argument that a human will only reincarnate into another human, do you think that when you're, and for Bryce, this is something to really think about. When you are an infant, you still have all the memories and experiences of your past life, but your formative years, until your mind will actually retain long-term memory, you're actually losing memories, and you can't communicate because your body is developed. So you
and
can't, you know.
James, what you're trying to, it's kind of like you're walking out of this pool of your former self and trying to grab two fistfuls of your previous life, and it's like liquid running through your fingers. You'll have them for a brief period of time and try to convey it to somebody else, but before you have the ability to vocalize it, it'll all be gone.
It's probably why the babies cry so much. They're just so fucking mad that they can't get anything to us. It's like, you assholes, understand what the fuck I'm saying.
I've had that conversation.
Well, and it does lend credence to the theory of people who experience memories of past lives.
Jim Jones, I was wrong!
hold on. I think the quorum needs to respect Senator Stark. She has something to say if it's going to go. Is that correct, Senator?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Very welcome, sir.
No, it's fucker. I've had.
You're the half fucker of the day. That's how
no. Will the senator yield?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Never. I've had this conversation with people before, and one of the women that I work with was saying that because infants are so close to the veil, they still have like babies have a cosmic understanding of the universe that we will never know. And like I've had that thought before, James. Is what you were saying is, what if they know everything and there's a reason they can't tell us, but they have to as you grow up, because we lose a lot of things as we're growing. I took a linguistics anthropology class, which was super fascinating, but talking about how infants, children, babies are truly citizens of the world because they don't know or understand that they belong to this group. They belong to this language structure. And as they get older, that door closes and closes and closes and closes, and it's going to get harder and harder for them to maintain that citizen of the world brain. So as that's happening, then that like celestial knowledge is going away too.
Well, and it also lends. Please, Jim.
Oh, I was just going to say something that I do, and Bryce, if you want, feel free to do the same. With my daughter, Erica, like she is so freaking like animated, and like just she's so vocal, and she says, I don't know what she's trying to say, but she's very adamant about what she's trying to convey to the world. And she's slowly kind of learning actual words and phrases and, you know, of this language for us, you know, basic carbon-based douchebags to understand. But, like, whenever I'll get her, like, there are times where she'll just be, like, staring off into something that I can't even, like, there's nothing even over it. She's staring at the side of the wall and she's talking to it. And instead of being like, you know, well, that's just silly, like, you know, who are you talking to right now? And if it's maybe, you know, if it's something beyond the veil or whatever, like, you know, hey, tell them I said hi, or, you know, just, you know, I don't know, just don't just sort of like let that kind of moment of daydream or whatever, because you can see in their eyes when they're truly focused on something. And really get a chance to, when you see it happen, just validate it and be like, you know, all right, well, whatever's happening over here, this is beyond my pay grade, but I do it very much. So.
Well, Jim, and that lends exactly to where I was going. They say that children are far more susceptible to potential supernatural energy than adults are.
Yeah.
You know,
and also ether. Also, they're very susceptible to ether.
Yes, so they are. Thank you for bringing that.
And chloroform, you need much less.
No, but they have done studies where...
I'm a fan of it. I'm saying it happens a lot.
They've done studies where they've documented that children will see things and hear things that we as adults either can't or choose not to, because we've lost that connection.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there's a very good chance that children are seen beyond the veil, as Samantha put it, and we just can't, because we've lost whatever it is just from the sheer act of growing up. Whether we want to lose it or not.
That's right.
First of all, speak for yourself. Second of all, I am a juvenile fucking douchebag on every possible level, except for being able to be tried as one. Couple that with the fact that, I mean, and there are very random exceptions to the rule. You know, you see, like, you know, various people that claim to be mediums or sensitives or psychics or, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I do believe that there is a lot to be said for the fact that children, at least up to a certain age, I think it's dependent on them and or their encouragement or discouragement from giving that any kind of credence or traction or distractions. Because, I mean, dude, my kid is just barely 2 years old. She'll pull my phone out of my fucking pocket like a goddamn gypsy pickpocket, pull that shit out, and she knows
we've trained her well.
Well, dude, the Foot Clan trained her, the fucking Foot Clan, to get her a carton of cigarettes, regular and menthol. She played Narc for about 10 hours, and now she knows how to pick pockets and fucking disappear whenever, like, you know, they throw the fucking smoke bomb or whatever. Anyway.
Well, now we know why Jim's phone doesn't really work. The truth.
But, you know, but like, you know, I'm a firm believer that there is some level of sensitivity and awareness, and more often than not, either technology or whatever else it is that, that exists out there, there are things that are pulling that attention away from them. And, you know, just to sort of be able to have that universal truth. I want, if you're going to give me the option to have one universal truth, they're going to fucking play that bullshit game that everybody, you know, plays whenever they get, like, you know, well, you got a genie. He's going to give you three wishes. What's your first wish? I wish for infinite wishes. Well, fuck, you found the loophole. Well, I'm going to play that same game here and be like, you know what? If I get the ability to have a universal truth, then I want all the fucking universal truths. I want to know the truth, the big capital T, capital Ruth, and I want to fucking, I want to know everything.
Okay, but everyone in the world is going to jail.
Do we just call it a
don't encourage him.
Because at that rate, I mean, it's almost not even worth building the structure to be like, y'all are fucked and you have to stay here. Well,
no, I mean big jail. We're all going to hell except for Jim.
Bro. Hold on.
Because Jim found out the truth, hell exists, and we're going to the worst possible one, thanks to him and his greed.
I would be so mad at him.
I might not talk to you for like a week or something, dude. Serious.
It'd be infinity.
Jim, it's hot down here. Damn it.
Bros, just listen to me for a sec. Here's a thought. What if that's already a thing? What if we're already in that prison and I'm the only one that's free? Peace out, bitches. Gotta go. Enjoy your fucking, your hot mess sandwiches and your steak.
Ham sandwiches.
Ham sandwiches. It's Sam Mitch.
Enjoy your fucked meat.
It probably
enjoy
died.
All of that.
And
I'm going to be elsewhere with all the knowledge in the universe.
Recording.
Me, Robin Williams,
and
the
shaved everything
from fucking
from
Aladdin.
Up
and,
until that point.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, yeah.
Anybody the fuck else I want. Oh, and Betty White. All day, every day, just grabbing my knob.
Jim, that because you
good.
Wanted to learn all the truths,
I'll stop
Betty
mine.
White was the first to go to hell. She's chained to Satan's nutsack. You will never see her, ever.
No.
Deal with that.
Yeah,
you have to sacrifice that just happened. To know right. that truth, buddy.
No, that would be the worst. He gets all the truths. Everyone's on the world except Betty White. He kills Betty White.
No, I just I slaughter humans.
And she doesn't get to come back.
You're a dick, dude. How dare you?
Yeah, well.
She's a national treasure, Jim.
That's Rose Nyland, motherfucker.
No.
Represent.
You will never get pegged by Betty.
I'm sorry. No, I will fuck everyone in St. Olaf. You know, from Dennis.
None of Lunder, them will be Rose, bro. And you know it.
Doesn't matter.
You live with that hollow feeling that none of them will be Rose.
The hollow feeling of his ass.
You will be stuck with all the Kardashians and that's it.
Ew.
I'm going to be on the city outskirts of St. Olaf and be like, you tell him hell's coming. And I'm coming with him, you know. And then on, you know, I was gonna say Kirk Douglas is back, but that's not right. Michael Douglas, no, Kirk Cameron's back. Whoever the fuck the guy was from fucking Tombstone, I'm gonna run on his back.
Kurt Russell.
Yes, him too. All three
don't
of
them. Don't help
him. Four horsemen. Kind of like Santa.
He fucking killed Betty White. You don't help him.
You're an ass, dude. Serious, bro.
Killer. I didn't kill her. I wanted
you
to
sacrificed
fuck her,
yeah. Betty White, bro. Uncool. Even Chuck Norris knows that ain't cool.
Chuck Norris
you
is coming
Chuck
after you.
Me, right? You tell Chuck, come find me, and that's about it, all right? Because if I'm wrong, shit, I'm an asshole, and this whole thing is, you know, I'm out of life, and he could just fucking...
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And You wanted it. You asked for it. You got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.